To be honest with you guys, peace will never be achieved. Trust me, war and hatred have been going on well over 2,000 years, and war and hatred is going on right now.
This is some Metal Gear Solid shit right there. I've been having to put up.
You are listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop culture podcast that filters the internet through filters of the mind, the body, and the stuff.
Oh, not the soul or the spirit?
No, the stuff. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, and who might you be?
I might be Alex Mitchell.
You might be?
I might be.
Well,
I could be the thing.
I hope we find out eventually who you are.
All right.
That would be nice for me to know, at least. So, patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. If you would like to be a patron and support not only this here beautiful podcast, but also the even more beautiful webcomic that we have, please feel free to do so. You will get some perks, and they're pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I like them.
The podcast itself, though, if you're listening to this on our actual website, and you're not already subscribed on iTunes, please go ahead, just subscribe, and maybe leave a review. That would be kind of cool. Share with everyone you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know the deal.
Yeah.
You know the rule. So,
back together again, eh? Let's play.
Gang bang!
There was a firefight!
But I don't want to be a pirate!
What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
How can you stop?
This is a big one. Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you.
You don't know what hard times are, Daddy.
Kiss my sweaty balls, you fat.
Oh, look. Rocks.
Game over.
You lose. Good day, sir.
No. No.
You know Keurig coffee machines?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to look into making K-cups for Campbell's soup.
Like,
you can get Campbell's soup out of your Keurig.
That sounds awesome.
No noodles or hard stuff, though. Just the soup.
So, like, tomato soup. I mean, that's all I'd ever really...
Man, you're gonna have fucking even tomato soup.
Soup doesn't take that long.
Your Keurig machine will have remnants of coffee and soup.
Oh.
Yeah, so... So... Oh, God. So, the madness of Steven Spielberg continues in some sort of fucking fashion.
All right.
And this leads into our top story of the day. Okay, so... Snyder... is saying Spielberg was right.
Okay.
Spielberg is right. Superhero movies are gonna... You know what? Let me just quote him here.
Okay.
So it goes to the mythological nature of the movies that we're making. I feel like he's right. But I feel like Batman and Superman are transcendent of superhero movies in a way. Because they're Batman and Superman. They're just not like the flavor of the week, Ant-Man. Not to be mean, but whatever it is. What is the next blank man? Okay.
Did he actually mean blank man, like,
yeah,
with Marlon Wayans?
Yeah.
All right.
So, here's the thing, Zack Snyder. I understand that you're putting over your company's movies.
Yeah,
I get that. I understand that. You are an idiot in this because... So you're saying superhero movies are going to crash and burn, except Batman and Superman.
I feel like that's not a good thing to say because you didn't include, like, Cyborg.
Well, no.
You didn't include Aquaman in that.
This isn't... That's not my... It has nothing to do with that. To me, this is something different. So you're saying DC movies, essentially, or Superman and Batman are above that. They're above crashing. Well, here's the fucking weird thing. There was this movie called Superman, The Quest for Peace.
Yeah.
There was also this movie called Batman and Robin. Huh. What did those do to those two franchises?
Yeah, I don't get where... I mean, if he was right, we'd be seeing the continuation of those movies.
Yes, and here's... This is why he's wrong. All it takes is one fucking bad movie
mm-hmm.
for your character... to be poisoned for a while.
Yeah.
And it's true. When, after Schumacher made Batman and Robin, Warner did not want to touch the property. It became toxic. They've said, you know what? We're done with this. And then it took almost over a decade for them to keep trying to, like, reinvent it behind the scenes. Like, how are we going to bring this back? How are we going to do this? And they didn't have faith in it at all.
And they had to, like, take out all the fantastic elements.
They took a risk making Batman Begins. And
in hindsight, yeah, because, I mean, you look at it now and that seems like an easy movie.
But, yeah, back then it was like, people were just like...
I'm going to be honest, when I saw the trailer, I did not give a shit.
Well, I mean...
Because I was like, not into Batman at that point.
And, again, after Batman and Robin, the whole Batman wave kind of...
Yeah.
It crashed, and that can happen to characters. I'm not saying about the genre, but characters. Superman is what happened. I mean, Superman 3, while bad, it didn't completely destroy everything, but Superman Quest for Peace, it tarnished Superman to the point where movies were not being made. There were the whole Nicolas Cage thing was supposed to be made. Again, it didn't get made.
Did you see that?
I have not seen the documentary. Yeah. But for Zack Snyder to say Superman and Batman are above meeting a crash like this or a bubble burst is fucking ridiculous.
No, I think all these movies are subject to it, and that's the thing they have to
movies singular characters are subject to it. The entire genre, I think, at this point, again, like we said last week, not the case.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's very arrogant to say this, and it's like, and to talk shit on Ant-Man when it didn't do bad at all.
You know, I mean, in Ant-Man's defense, that's a character I don't give a shit about.
And see,
and I don't think most people really give a shit about him, but they probably like him now.
And see, and here's the thing, the main problem with Zack Snyder is he's always been in the mindset, and this is going back to when Thor first came out, he thinks it's ridiculous that movies are being made of minor characters. He doesn't like that.
No, I know.
He thinks it's stupid, and as he puts it, what he said was, there should be movies of just Superman, you know? The big characters. Why are you making these of these small characters no one cares about?
To some extent, I would understand. You know, the thing is, like, with these movies, like, Guardians and all that, like, those are risks. But I think at this point, you built up your brand, essentially.
Well, it's not just that. It's, like, it's very fucking patronizing to all these properties to essentially say, only the ones that everyone knows about are popular. It's like, hey, idiot. For people to know about the other properties and for...
You should put them over.
It's once you get them out there, guess what happens?
People would want to see
Shit, yeah, everyone knows about them. So,
I'm just sad I'll probably never get a Booster Gold or Blue Beetle.
Probably not.
In my lifetime.
So, this goes into our main topic, which is Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice, the adding of more Batman to this movie, and the lessening of Superman's role. So, a rumor came out a few days ago, and the rumor was that Warner was going to be making this movie more Batman-centric, adding more bat scenes, and lessening Superman's role. And everyone thought, oh, it's just a rumor. Well, then a day later, Zack Snyder said, oh, no, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Superman got his own movie, so, you know, we want to make this Batman...
I mean, I could kind of understand that logic, but, I mean, you shouldn't really have made it Batman
versus Superman. Here's what he said. It's a different Batman than the Batman that was in Christopher Nolan movies, so we have a little bit more explaining to do. And you just had a whole Superman movie. But I think only in the way because you need to understand where Batman is with everything. And that's the more... And that's more toward the beginning, but it evens out as it goes on. Okay, how does it even out when it's still a shitload of Batman being front-loaded? The whole movie is a whole movie.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a Batman movie where Superman's in it, essentially. And for him to... It's disappointing. I mean, this was supposed to be the Batman and Superman movie.
Yeah.
And that looks like it's being less the case. And to top it off, it was also announced last week, all plans for a Man of Steel sequel have been put on halt.
And the reasoning for that was, what again? It was Henry Cavill's...
Initially, movie. The reports were because of Man from U.N.C.L.E. underperformed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, Warner's saying, no, that's not why. They're going back and saying that's not the case. But, I mean, again, it was announced also we're getting three fucking Batman films directed by Ben Affleck and starring Ben Affleck. And Ben Affleck's probably also slated to appear in more DC films.
Mm-hmm.
they have no faith in their properties. They have no faith in their other characters. Yeah. So they think only if we have Batman will this succeed. So jumping just right into it, Joshua says, "It's the fucking DC universe, not the Batman universe. Give everyone a chance to shine and show their true potential." Yeah, I mean, that's what we want.
Yeah.
That's what everyone, I think, wants. I mean, you look at the Flash TV series. While the Flash is in it, they're still giving a chance for all these different characters to shine.
And the whole, you made that jumping off point with Arrow and all that.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
but he's not in every episode.
The TV universe is
big. I love that universe.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't watch Arrow, but
no, I know, but you can still appreciate.
Yeah.
What it's done so far, and I like that.
Joshua makes a great point. Joshua says,
Joshua Tree.
So this is another Joshua. "All the characters they could have pushed, and they choose to drown the universe in more Bat, Green Lantern, Flash, Wonder Woman, Martian Manhunter. Hell, give us some fucking Nightwing. Always be critical of Bat saturation today." To which Claudia responds, "Shut the fuck up." To which Joshua responds, "Okay, ... you are hot, by the way." I just love it. He makes a great point. Some girl, this girl
insults him,
and then he's like, "Okay," and then he tells her she's hot.
If that was a fat dude that told him to shut the fuck up, he'd be like, "What? Fuck you? No!" And like,
it was a girl whose profile picture had her boob showing and everything, so, or cleavage. But I mean, he is right.
Yeah,
though,
except for that last part.
I mean, are we ever going to get these movies? I mean, the Wonder Woman movie keeps running into problems with directors and writers and shit like that. The Flash movie, I don't know what the fuck's happening with that. Green Lantern is shoved way to the tail ass end of this whole.
Well, I mean, I understand why they're doing
because
it.
Because they want to what's the word?
Distance
themselves from the whole Ryan Reynolds debacle. Martian Manhunter will not fucking happen because Goyer hates Martian Manhunter. He thinks he's a horrible character. He hates the name.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, we're not getting Martian Manhunter because you know what? Fuck that character, apparently. I mean, it's great the studio...
It's going to be a movie where he gets electrocuted every 5 minutes.
it's great when the studio that's in charge of these characters hates the characters. You want that out of the studio. I don't know.
I don't get it.
So Theo says, he's like, "Dad, I really want to go to that concert." And Dr. Huxtable's like, "No, you can't go there.
Drink this."
No, okay, so Theo says... "We want less flying Batman and more rich Batman in our Batman v. Batman, the Dawn of Batman movie."
I was like, what's he going for?
He's right. That's essentially what it's starting to feel like. It's starting to feel like, hey, kids, you like Batman? Well, you're going to get Batman versus Batman in this Batman, Dawn of Batman
movie. I mean, you could argue that Superman's been acting more like Batman in that. But I don't know. I don't like...
The Batmanification of the DC universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Henry says, and this is by far the most brilliant thing I've ever read, and it's this man deserves some sort of internet acclaim for what this...
Acclaim for internet stock.
"Have Aquaman beat them off and call it a day."
All right. That's wonderful.
Okay, I don't know if he means like beat the, like fight them off.
I don't think so.
Or does he mean
like just jerk them off?
Did you want to see Khal Drogo doing that? Henry Cavill, Ben Affleck. There's probably fan fiction of that somewhere.
There's probably some people out there that want to see that.
So
I'm not one of them. But.
just to make that clear, you're not one of them.
No.
August says, "Batman is the everyman. Anyone can be Batman. That is why he's more popular than Superman." Yeah, the everyman is a multi-billionaire who inherited their money from their families, and their parents are all dead.
And they're all swole, too.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, but this weird fucking thing that everyone says Batman's super relatable in the everyman, I don't see it.
Nah.
He.
I just like the character.
Yeah,
I can't relate.
But
to
again,
that,
people but need to say characters are relatable to like them.
I think Spider-Man's like my most relatable like character that I've read.
You're a super smart guy who made web fluid.
Yeah.
And you're wearing red and blue right now.
I am actually.
no, but this there's this weird notion that Batman's like more relatable, but it's like, I don't actually argue Superman's more relatable, not because of powers, but because of like, because
we can all fly. And
No. Based on the person. So you look at the person who is Superman. You look at Clark Kent. At the person who is Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne, a dude from incredible wealth, going back hundreds of years, very wealthy, can only be Batman, do the stuff he does because he's wealthy, has tons of gadgets, tons of cars. His parents were murdered. Basically Batman's wealth kind of makes him Batman.
And his strength, his workout.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if he didn't have like the gear he had and the car he had and shit like that,
he probably has to buy protein too. That's just expensive. Shreds.
Whey. He has to buy some whey. Eat his oats. Do some squats. Yeah. Other girls be miring.
Watch out for spiders that are after your whey.
Now, Clark Kent, I would say, is more relatable in terms of the fact that he grew up in a middle class with a middle class family.
Yeah.
His whole thing's about having a hard work ethic. He's just trying to do right by everyone. He doesn't live like a fancy lifestyle. I mean, he lives in like pretty normal apartments. He's a normal dude who happens to also be this godlike figure, but at the same time, he doesn't let that influence how he is as a person. So, related in person-wise, not abilities, person, like being a person, Clark Kent is more relatable. In terms of Bruce Wayne is a fucking cold motherfucker who, like, pushes everyone away, is constantly being fake as fuck, and
I mean, that's why I never liked that Kill Bill speech.
It's stupid.
We'll talk about that someday.
So, Vandy.
Vandy.
Vandy. Oh, no, not Vandy.
Not Vandy.
Vandy, because Vandy's coming up soon. Nick says, fine, I'll say it. I'm sick to freaking death of the Bat God. I don't know why I'm saying it like that.
I don't know.
And want him to just go away. If I want dark, angsty, and depressing, I'll read the freaking newspaper.
I mean, he's not wrong in that.
No, he's not. I mean, except the whole newspaper part. No one reads newspapers anymore, but I'll read the websites.
My parents read newspapers.
This guy was young. He's not old. Yeah, old people read newspapers, let's be honest here.
Okay. But I mean, the Bat God and all,
don't need every character to be dark. We don't need the Bat God everywhere.
Yeah. We'll talk more about the Bat God later.
Yeah.
I like Batman, like, 66 and all that.
Yeah.
Like, have you read that?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean,
So Tom wants us to know, he's assuring us, I swear, there's no favoritism for Batman.
Okay.
He swears.
I swear.
Tom, he wants us to know this. He swears there's no favoritism for Batman.
Okay. All right, what's next? What you got?
Okay, so, David wants us to know, everyone knows Batman, not Superman.
I'm pretty sure they're both very... Superman,
his symbol is the third most known symbol in the world.
What's the second?
The second one is the Coca-Cola symbol.
And what's the first?
I believe it's the cross.
Okay. That's America those three things.
David, everyone fucking knows who Superman is.
Yeah.
And when I say everyone, I mean pretty much everyone knows who Superman is. Yes, they know who Batman is. I'm not saying they don't know who Batman is. I'm
pretty sure those are two very popular characters.
Yes, but at the same time, Superman... he's known.
Yeah.
So, a statement like this, you're stupid, David. You're very dumb.
Can we objectively say that David is stupid?
I'm going to say it. David, you're dumb.
All right.
Vandy. So, okay, here we are.
Vandy.
Here we are with Vandy.
All right.
I think it's stupid they're rehashing Batman yet again and giving no attention to the Superman franchise that hasn't gone anywhere since Christopher Reeve. Man of Steel did well. Now build up Superman again instead of completely disregarding him for Batman. We're still fresh off the last Batman trilogy.
Alright.
Yeah. Vandal Savage has a point here. I'm going to pretend this is Vandal Savage.
He just wants to see Superman so he can hang out with him.
I mean, that's the thing. we did just come off of a trilogy. I mean, yeah, come on. Let's build up other characters. Let's not just be like...
I want to see more like Wonder Woman, actually.
Yeah, and Flash. Will that happen? Who the fuck knows? Depending on how this does, again, what Warner Brothers considers underperforming is not what other companies consider underperforming.
That's really weird.
Oh, it is very weird. And Warner Brothers, what they fucking love to do, which is so stupid, they like to take the debt from other movies and place them on their newer movies. So let's hope they don't do that again this time, because they'll fuck themselves in the ass and we probably won't get a DC Cinematic Universe.
Alright.
Okay, so I figure let's end this big. So Cliff says, I hope Ben Affleck dies. Now Kyle says, I like Affleck's Batman, but if he did die, I want Damian Wayne to be the next Batman. To which Cliff responds, no, I meant I want Ben Affleck to die in real life. He's a decent actor in the right roles, but he doesn't deserve to be Batman. And if he dies, then I won't have to worry about him being in any sequels. Also, if you dig Damian, check out Batman, Robin, and Son. I think issue 3 and 4 are in print right now. Good read, kind of gritty. He stabs people and rides a giant bat monster thing. But yes, Ben Affleck needs to be killed, murdered, or die in some fashion.
I think that's sick.
I love that he takes the time to plug a comic book.
Oh yeah, if you want to see this, but fuck Ben Affleck, yeah.
Like, I want a man to be murdered. This comic book is actually pretty good. He needs to be murdered.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck's not the problem here.
No. And I'd say that's the thing I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to his Batman.
Yeah. There's still a lot of people that have ignored the last 12 years.
You know what's the weird thing? I thought that the hate of Ben Affleck it hasn't died down. I'm shitting you not, hundreds of comments I had to sift through of people just saying, fuck this movie, Ben Affleck shouldn't be Batman.
Bring back Christian Bale. And,
yeah. Which sort of makes me go like, wait a minute, like, is there a problem here? Like,
yeah.
Could this movie be hurt because of that?
I don't think so, but I think people are still going to see that movie. I think it's the other ones where I don't know. It's weird to me. People have ignored the fact that this guy has...
That he's come back from...
being in shit to actually doing good movies, but whatever. It's the narrative.
So, moving on to Godzilla...
versus King Kong. I believe Warner Brothers now has the right to actually properly do... they have the rights to the character of King Kong, correct?
Yeah.
And the rumor mill going around now is that they're essentially fast-tracking that to make their own Godzilla versus King Kong. This isn't the first time this movie has happened.
No, it is not.
Have you seen Godzilla
versus... It's fucking terrible.
It's one of the worst Godzilla movies ever. It's a Godzilla movie.
It is one of the worst... kaiju movies.
Oh yeah.
In general, it's fucking bad.
I mean, it's awesome in how shitty it is.
No,
to me.
It's not.
To me, it's amazing.
I don't even think it's so bad it's good. I just think it's so bad it's shit.
All right. Well, I mean, it's a Godzilla movie. In the same
way. What does that fucking mean?
It's not about King Kong, really. It's about Godzilla.
No, I know, but okay.
It's right, they edited down what?
I thought you were gonna talk shit on the King.
Oh no, I have nothing negative to say about King Kong. It's a movie they edited down to make. They edited out King Kong scenes and added more Godzilla scenes instead, right?
So you're saying that Godzilla's Batman?
Yes.
And King Kong is Superman?
Yeah, I'm saying that.
Alright, that's weird, but okay.
Yeah.
Although I would say it's the other way around, considering Godzilla's the one with the superpowers.
But who's more relatable?
Godzilla.
You think Godzilla's more relatable than King Kong? Mm-hmm. Alright.
Yep.
I mean, you like King Kong, right? I mean, did you like the old ones? You like the new one?
Yeah, okay. I prefer Godzilla, but yeah. Yeah, so
so people are
I didn't really even look into this.
Yeah.
Cuz like, I saw that it was happening, but so how are people reacting to this?
So first reaction.
Oh no, here we go.
Jesus Christ. Film is dead. So, someone's not happy that this kind of movie exists.
I just want to say that might be the eighth time during this podcast.
Or any podcast we've done.
Someone has declared film is dead.
Yeah. I hate this notion that movies are dead because one thing you don't like
came out. Film is dead has become memetic at this point. Wow. Film is dead, seeing two monsters fight. Okay.
It's not like they've been doing it for like the past 30 years or so. King Kong versus Godzilla, a.k.a. let's follow some talentless, nondescript army dude around for 2 hours.
So that's a
knock on Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
I like that movie.
I mean, do you agree that people are saying that it follows soldiers around too much?
Yeah, but also what people are also not taking into account is that movie is essentially an adaptation of the first Godzilla.
Yeah.
And what people, again, keep failing to realize is that Godzilla was not prominent in the goddamn movie. That was the whole point, is you only see a little bit of him, and then at the end you're like, oh, shit, you get wowed. It's supposed to wow you.
Yeah.
But everyone wanted 2 hours of just Godzilla fighting shit.
I think I get tired of that.
Fighting does not a movie make.
You know, and I think maybe that's why Pacific Rim didn't do as well. Maybe people didn't want to see that kind of movie. I don't know what the reason for that movie not doing well. So, they're going to make King Kong the bad guy? This movie sucks. Next. Bring on the next.
Wow, I really... Oh, wait, what?
Bring on the next, he's essentially saying.
I think it's amazing. It's like, so King Kong being bad is going to turn you off of this. I mean, I wouldn't say King Kong will be portrayed as bad or good.
I don't think either of them will be. It's just a brawl, it feels
because
like.
They're forces of nature more than, like, straight up good or bad.
Yeah.
King Kong's giant gorilla.
Yeah.
Not as big as Godzilla.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, and that's the other thing.
I see. Okay.
How are they going to do
this? I understood how they did in the original because, again, it was an older movie.
You didn't care
at that time. They didn't care. They're just like, fucking shoot him with a ray. Make him giant.
Yeah.
This, though, I mean, Godzilla could fit in. I mean, King Kong could fit in Godzilla's hand.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know how they're going to try to make sense of that.
Mm-hmm.
Should they make sense of it? Who knows?
This one was weird. This movie's going to be great. They'll fight and they'll fight. And then it turns out that they are brothers. And they will team up to fight Mexicans riding on surfboards with grandmas or something. I don't know what this
Okay, I thought he was being serious at first.
Because like they're actually brothers.
Like, they're not, but it's like, okay, now I get it. You're making a joke. Surfboards fighting Mexico. Okay. And
taco bombs or something.
That's okay.
This movie is going to be fucking stupid. Can't any of you realize that Hollywood is trying to manipulate you into seeing this?
Oh, I love these.
A Komodo dragon could never kill a gorilla. It's scientifically impossible. To which someone responded, I think Godzilla is a dinosaur.
Oh, God.
To which that person responded, What? No! Fuck you, you piece of shit! God damn it! Fuck! And he never made another response after that.
I don't want to add anything to that. I think that's just perfect as it is.
And my final comment.
Okay.
This one is a whopper with cheese, as Matt Smith would say. King Kong is an American legend. People have been watching his movies for years. There has never been a moment in time when he's never been beloved by the American people. My grandfather and I used to watch all of his movies together, even the one with Jeff Bridges. He passed away knowing that Skull Island was being made and that America's future was in good hands. Fuck Godzilla. That fat sack of shit could never protect his country the way King Kong can. I look forward to this new film, much as I did their previous bout, except I want this movie to take place in New York, as they climb the Chrysler Building, just like King Kong did in the first. Yeah, there you go. They will fight each other to the death, with King Kong delivering the killing blow, sending Godzilla plummeting down below while dying. Kong, also dying, plummets to down below, falling to his doom as the children scream in terror. He lands on top of Godzilla, crushing him inside. His bones, his guts, his organs are gone. When the civilians come round, they gather and view his corpse. They will say that the fall killed Godzilla, only for the mayor, with tears in his eyes, say, no, 'twas King Kong that killed the beast. Fuck all of you Japanese-loving dicks. My hero is King Kong. Go back to your Walkmans and girls with pink hair and giant robots. I have King Kong.
Oh my god, my brain's broken. I don't want to even...
I mean, what do you say to that? I mean, it's...
Sure.
Like, it's like...
I
think this guy is a really skewed...
Sure.
...idea.
That's all I want to say to this.
King Kong is.
Is sure.
That reminds... That's just an amazing...
There are so many things wrong with it, but I just...
The Chrysler building is where... That's some...
I just can't argue with it because...
He's so passionate about
it. I just don't know. Okay, so...
Oh, God.
That was... Okay.
Yeah.
So now it's time for... If we had a theme song, it would go right here.
Yeah.
Netflix
roulette. Can I say that Netflix roulette has failed me again?
Yeah, so I'll just...
Yeah, just what's okay. Going on?
Urban Cowboys, 1980 film, directed by James Bridges. No, I'm just going to read one comment that fucking sums up my big fucking problem with this sack of shit called a movie.
Yeah.
Even if she works and equality, she needs to keep her home clean and keep a home clean and keep a man happy and cook.
Okay,
this fucking movie?
Can I just say right off, this movie fucking sucks.
It's not that it just sucks, it's like...
It offends me, like, as a person.
This movie is, like, fucking about emotional and physical abuse, and has this woman who rightfully leaves her husband,
yeah,
who is an emotionally, sometimes physically abusive asshole.
Yeah.
John Travolta is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, he treats her like shit. They got married after, like, knowing each other for, like, a week. But he treats her like absolute dog shit.
Mm-hmm.
He's mean to her. He's always yelling at her. He hates, like, everything she does. And he even hits her, and...
Let me start off by saying, on their first date, he slaps her.
Yes. So...
Because she was, just kind of messing around with him?
Yeah. So...
Just being playful.
So, here's the thing. He's the good guy of the movie.
Yeah.
Now, they get married, and then eventually they split up. And then she goes off with...
an even bigger asshole.
Yeah. He's another cowboy type character, played by Scott Glenn. And he actually, like, beats the fuck out of her all the time.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Bud, John Travolta, ends up with this girl, Pam, who is actually a pretty good person.
Yeah, she's actually not, like... She seems like a nice person.
She's put together. Yeah.
She supports the shit he does.
She seems to care about him and wants him to stop with his nonsense.
Yeah. Okay, can we give the timeline for this movie for the first half? All right, so... He's in this movie. He's got pubes on his face for some reason.
Okay, John Travolta has a beard that goes up to his eyeballs.
Yeah.
The motherfucker has, like, Wolfman disease. Yeah. Because holy shit.
Yeah, it didn't look good. So then he shaves. He meets...
Well, first of all, he goes to the big city.
Yeah.
Because he wants a job in the big city. He's a farm boy.
He wants to open up his own farm or whatever.
And he's living with his Uncle Bob.
Yeah, Uncle Bob.
Not Terminator related, Uncle Bob. No, but yeah, so yeah, then he meets
some, like,
Sissy.
Yeah, well, they go. He goes to, like, this bar in Pasadena.
Gilly's.
Yeah. Okay, so then he meets her. He slaps her around. They get married.
Yeah, because they love each other, even though there's no love shown in this goddamn movie until the end. Kind of.
It's like a shittier version of Saturday Night Fever.
I wouldn't even say that, because Saturday Night Fever, like, at least it kind of made fucking sense. Here's this young kid who falls in love with this, like, girl who's outside of his
social
structure.
Yeah.
Outside of his class. And it's about a dance contest and shit, yeah, but this movie's about a fucking mechanical bull riding contest.
Yeah, he, all of a sudden, they go to the rodeo.
Anyway, you know what? The movie's problems, everything that happens in this movie is centered around mechanical bull riding.
Yeah.
I mean, even the bad guy, Hightower, his whole fucking deal is that he was the mechanical bull operator who flirts with Sissy.
Yeah.
And then he
hurts himself trying to ride the bull.
And then the Hightower fucks him up one more time.
Yeah. And then the next day, she goes to the bar in the morning to ride the bull. And she does ride the bull.
We're not talking sexually. She's like literally riding the mechanical bull.
Yeah, but he's there now. And then they kind of get close.
Yeah, but then...
And then meanwhile, John Travolta almost falls to his
but
death.
But the whole fucking time, John Travolta is being an unrelenting asshole. Yeah. Like, the whole fucking time, overreacts for everything. He's insane.
His burger was cold, so he threw...
He was going to throw it at a waitress.
But it hit this guy.
It hit Wes. Who, at the time, was wearing a mesh tank top. So you couldn't see...
That's how you know he's a bad guy.
Oh, too. Yeah. You see how threatening that is. So, the whole fucking first act of this movie is just John Travolta just being a fucking horrible, horrible person.
Yeah.
Once they separate, he even tells his new girlfriend... by the way, he's...
No, the reason why he got this girlfriend in the first place was because she rode the mechanical bull, and then
he told her not to.
And then that's the whole point of this, is that I don't want you riding that bull.
I don't want you riding no bull.
I
want
to be good at riding the bull. And then she outclasses him because they kept going back and forth and saying, well, fuck this, I'm not going to ride this bull. And then, like, she ends up trying to, like, he ends up trying to make her jealous.
Yeah.
And then she
tries to make him jealous, and then it escalates
into him basically taking this girl home to have sex with her.
And then she goes home with Wes, and then she says she can't do it or anything, but it's too late. And eventually they split or whatever.
Yeah.
And then now he's with Pam, and he's saying, like, I learned from Mama Stikes earlier, like that shit. Yeah. But he clearly...
And he's been training to ride the bull even harder.
Yes, there's a riding montage of him riding a fucking mechanical bull. And throughout the whole movie, it's just, I want to ride the bull. Pam's like, hey, you know what?
I want to ride the bull too.
Pam?
Oh, sorry.
Sissy. No, Sissy...
That's how little I care about these
characters. Pam, on the other hand, is just like, hey, you know, you shouldn't have to do this stuff. It's like, why don't you just be fucking normal?
Yeah.
It's clear he doesn't actually love Pam. He still loves Sissy.
He's doing all this shit just to...
Even though there's nothing in this movie that clues you on that he actually does love her, except the fact that we're just told that.
Yeah.
Their whole relationship was nothing but him fucking berating her, essentially telling her how fucking horrible she was.
Slapping her around.
Saying how she's gotta cook, she's gotta lay him better.
Give me a beer.
Yeah. So... The movie ends on the whole note where it's like the big competition.
Charlie Daniels' band is there.
And so Bud does win the competition.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, Wes, who just beat the fuck out of Sissy.
Yeah.
His plan is to steal all the prize money and hightail it to Mexico with Sissy.
Yeah.
But
she's not down for that.
John Travolta happens to
come across her.
He comes across her, like, and
he said, "I love you."
Yeah, he's like, I never got that letter that you actually wrote for me. And she's like, "I wrote you a letter. I never got it." And then she done tore it up because Pam tore up some letter where it was like, you know, I still love you. Let's forgive each other, whatever the fuck.
He notices that she has these big fucking bruises on her face.
Yeah,
and he's like, "Did he do this to you?" I'm like, "Asshole, you've been doing like not the same shit, but practically."
Because what we're supposed to think here is like, well, one guy is beating her just a little, but this guy's beating her like a lot.
So that's okay.
So he's okay because it's just a little, but he's doing it a lot. So fuck him.
The way I took it is no one beats up my girl but me.
Yes. So he's like, "God, I'm gonna kill him." So then,
and the awesome thing is, he has a fucking Wes is a gun.
He just tied up somebody.
And he robbed them of the money.
And
he just happens to come across Wes, beats the fuck out of him, didn't even know
the
he had
a hero gun. Moment. Yeah, the gun slips out of his hand, the money falls out of his jacket.
He's still wailing on him. And he didn't even notice that he had a gun. It's just, I gotta beat up this guy, because...
Like, so yeah, there's no context for, like... And then after he beats him up, everyone's like, oh, wait, the money's right
and
here.
And the gun, and then it's like... Yeah, you're a hero. And
like,
it's
Wes,
like,
what?
I'm buying beer.
We'll
two
buy
beers.
Buy you a beer, bud.
Two beers.
And he's like, I'm going home with my wife. And so he goes. They go home together. Like, ha ha ha. But yeah, they walk off into the parking lot, not to the sunset, into the parking lot.
And they kind of sit there. He leaves his money behind too.
Yeah, I assumed he was going to get it the next day. Yeah. But so, anyways, this movie
sucks.
And we are not going to be reading comments for this movie because this.
Were the comments this week?
The comments that I did find were all nothing but, yeah, that's how a fucking man does things.
The comment I did love that I know was, why do you guys love this movie so much? I saw it like last week. Didn't seem anything special. Seemed a little misogynistic to me. A bit old fashioned. Not too much for my taste, anyways. And the response was, we love this movie because it is awesome. Now, not this movie is well made. Not I like the characters. This movie is awesome.
You can't argue with that.
What is the awesomeness of this movie? Like,
no, again,
if we're talking Roadhouse,
you
know, like, I get
it.
It
goes
like,
to the whole. You look at the rest of the comments.
It's a boring movie.
Well, you look at the rest of the comments. It's like, man can't be this way nowadays, and it's this whole misogynistic thing. And this movie is very fucking misogynistic. It's essentially saying you're better off with the person who. Beats you less.
I mean, she loved him, but you know that seems fucked
Again,
up, though.
Nothing in this fucking movie points out why she loves him or he loves her.
Yeah.
They met each other, they had sex, and then they're like, we're getting married. And then they got married, and then it was nothing but, you make me fucking dinner, fucking... And then that's the last time they're truly together is when they're doing that, and then they get back together. So I'm just thinking, like, oh, great, now it's just gonna go back to, you fucking make me dinner now, bitch? Like... That's essentially all this shit is.
Yeah.
And so the lesson here is the man who beats the ever-loving fuck out of you...
Less.
Is worse than the man who just beats you up a little and emotionally abuses you constantly. Like, she was patient as shit with him.
Yeah.
He did not give a fuck. I mean, will he have changed? Who the fuck knows? With Pam, he acted like, kind of like a normal fucking person, except when he got all weird and obsessed with the idea of, I gotta win that bull riding contest.
And I felt so bad for her, too, because it's like, she even knows, like, he's only doing this.
She said, hey, you don't love me.
Yeah.
And Noel, she was like, I don't love you the way you love
the bull or something.
Yeah.
This movie's about just riding bulls. That's what this whole movie's about.
It's just... This movie hasn't... Nothing positive about it, like, in terms of what it's trying to fucking... The story it's telling, because it's just... It's like, be with the person... See... They're a horrible couple.
Yeah. She's not perfect
she's
either.
She shouldn't have to put up with that emotional abuse and that fucking abuse.
No.
Like, yes, Wes was worse, but Bud, John Travolta's character... was also fucking horrible. He was a bad person.
Yeah.
And at the same time, he's our hero because he beats up the worst guy.
I just...
This movie is... Oh, what's the best way to put it? It's just...
It's a product of its time.
It's...
I can't even say that, can I?
I don't know any movies that outright promote...
Because even movies from like the... You know, we always like to say like the 50s promoted a lot of like... spouse beating and shit. I can't really think of that many movies
that shit happened behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Behind the curtain. This movie outright just promotes, like, emotional abuse and fucking...
Because I feel like he hasn't changed for the better. Like, if the point of the movie was, like, he's an asshole who beats his wife, but he learns not to do that shit anymore, I'd probably be...
The thing is, there's nothing to tell you that he does, because it's just like... He falls back into his old habits, and he's with her again. I mean, like, honestly, it should have ended with him being with Pam and him just telling her, I wasn't good enough for you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for what I've done, but...
I can only make things better for...
You need to find someone, like...
Someone better than...
But no, it ends, it's like... I mean, it's just... Fuck. It's so fucking horrible how he is with her. I had never wanted to see this movie because I thought it was just going to be some lame fucking shit kicker movie.
Yeah. I think I would have liked
apologies that. Apologies to all shit kickers out there.
Yeah.
But it
turned... So I thought you said Midnight Cowboy.
Oh, no. I like with, Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah. I would have been down for Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah, with...
Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah. And John Voight.
Yeah.
That I like. This... I just always thought it's like a fucking lame square dancing movie or some bullshit.
I think I would have preferred that than.
Turns out that it was something just completely fucking different. Something that was just like, wow, God fucking damn. When Charlie Daniels is the best fucking thing about your movie, that says a lot.
I don't know. Just a shitty fucking movie.
John Travolta's awesome accent. It's like a Gomer Pyle, but like toned down.
Shazam! I can't even do yeah. that. My fucking throat is all my throat is all fucked today. I can't do a fucking. I apologize for my horrible Gomer
Pyle.
And
he keeps talking about being a cowboy and real cowboys do this. Real cowboys.
It's weird. He's at no point in this movie does he ride a proper bull or horse to actually be a cowboy.
Like it's just assholes with cowboy hats.
Yeah.
This movie should be called Assholes with Cowboy Hats.
Yeah.
Horrible, horrible movie.
Out of five, William Sadler.
This is a horrible movie with a horrible message.
I feel bad for the people that honestly like it, because it's such a weird, warped mentality.
It is. I mean, you know what? The soundtrack was okay.
Oh, yeah. I actually kind of liked it.
I mean, it's old country music.
Yeah, it's not new country music.
Fuck you, bud.
Yeah.
So we're skipping wrestling comments this week. Yeah. So I'm gonna
this was a wrestling bout in its own right. This was me forcing myself not to fucking tap out.
So I'm gonna read you something.
Okay.
We here at the Obscure Gentlemen are big fans of Guy Fieri. You could say he's our patron saint.
Patron saint of the Obscure Gentleman.
Yes. Guy Fieri and all his majesty. So, there's a... He has a few restaurants. They're all reviewed fucking terribly.
Really?
Yeah. They're overpriced and everyone says the food sucks.
But so, Flavortown.
It's called Guy's American. So, what someone decided to take the liberty to do was... they decided to enhance his menu... So, I'm going to read off of this glorious menu.
Okay.
So, Guy's American, a real human being, a real hero.
Okay.
So, let's start with appetizers. What does he got? So, he's got the Honky Tonky Double Barrel Meat Loaded Blast for $14.50.
Okay.
A Sammy Hagar lookalike pushes your face into a leather bag filled with oil, and you eat the whole thing. You get to eat it, and if you eat the whole thing, you get to eat a 13-pound burger.
All right. I'm down for
that. The Hobo Loco Bordello Slam Jam Appetizer for $49.95. We take a 38-ounce of super saddened cheese-gutted wolf meat, lambaste it with honey pickle wasabi, and pile-drive it into an Ed Hardy-designed bucket. Sprayed with Axe and finished with a demi-glaze of thick, funky mushroom dribblings. So this is Guy's Big Balls for $26.95. Snuggle up to 2 4-pound rice-a-roni crusted mozzarella balls. Endangered with a shaved lamb and pork and blasted with Guy's signature Cadillac cream sauce until dripping off the plate. Serve nestled inside a tempura pickle with a side of maximum well-done duck skin. Extra wet naps, $3.50. So, entrees. So, moving on to entrees. This is the Prue Froktoberfest.
Okay.
For $22.95, you can get beer-seasoned local meat with a poached and either glazed Marlboro Light slathered in Midwest hot rod style flavored juice.
You're just saying words at this point. I don't even know what this is.
This one's called Reno!
Reno?
With 3 exclamation points for $26.50. popcorn-crusted popcorn chicken stuffed inside Guy's Nothing Fancy meatloaf, and a super banged in a volcano of Tabasco butter. We pour it into a lucite heel, smother it with our own special jalapeno sugar brew, and set it on your lap in on the neon sign.
Jesus Christ.
Served drunk on a fire. Add a Cinnabon or two. And two more Cinnabons for $4.95. The Blitzen Beast for $28.50. Two jumbo big gulp slurpee cups filled with nacho cheese and tied to each other with 25 bacon strips fashioned into a giant bow, shellacked with Slim Jim style juice and topped with a dollop of smothered smoked kitchen leavings. Football the meal.
Football the meal.
For $19.95, you can get warm broken. Warm broken hamburgers served in a clear plastic bag, encased in a large black trash bag, thrown at you for 40 yards. The Super Bowl Bash Brodette for $37.95. A bidet jammed to the brim with bubbling, overflowing Velveeta over a hidden layer of hamburger-fisted pigskins and a generous sprinkling of dirty South couch crumbs. The bidet is an MP3 player that plays Smash Mouth while you eat. Serves one.
Serves one.
Panamania for $24.50. Deep-fried snake with a printed-out picture of David Lee Roth stapled on it and a sparkler sticking out of each eye. Served with a side of Bud Light, you have to wring out a Hawaiian t-shirt. The Captain Beef Heart for $35.50. Kalima! A natural black Angus beef heart slowly cooked in a fiery sriracha honey wasabi barbecue sauce and set on a rotating Lazy Susan comes with two drumsticks on fried mortadella so you can rock out American style at your table.
Oh my god.
And okay, so for side salad, there's the Olive Garden. 22 pounds of wine-stunned Kalamata olives tumbled over chopped iceberg lettuce and served in a tough family-style ranch house, optional but recommended. And fries. Natural cut fries are cooked to crispy golden perfection and shown absolutely no mercy. And for $7.50, you can have it with Thousand Island, for $8.50 with Dunkamole, and for $7.50 with Doritos. Go big or go home.
Wow.
Would you eat there?
I don't even know what they serve. You read the menu and I still don't know what the fuck they serve.
It's Guy's American. It's...
Oh. Good fucking God. Holy shit.
Okay.
I think that would kill me if I ate there.
To be honest with you guys, peace will never be achieved. Trust me. War and hatred have been going on well over 2,000 years. And war and hatred is going on right now.
What is it?
What do you think?
War, what is it good for?
This is War with Why Can't We Be Friends?
Why can't we, Aaron?